Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some historians and some researchers, they have an issue understanding the legitimacy or the rightfulness of the Holy Prophet of Islam to be a divinely appointed prophet. So in these series of lessons, we're going to be talking about how we can prove the righteousness of the Prophet of Islam. Well, to begin with, we know that historically when people could not challenge his truth and authority and his control, what they blamed him to be is that he's a magician. Right? So these types of things prove to us that people of that time were unable to challenge him. But in addition to what we have previously said, that we look at Quran, which is a miracle and a miraculous book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trace it back to that since it was revealed on the Prophet, hence Prophet, he is the messenger and divinely appointed personality by Allah. But now we're saying that we've got other tools to use in order to comprehend and understand and be sure about the rightfulness of Prophet Muhammad. Those other subjects are as follows. Number one, the moral personality and social background. Number two, the conditions which ruled in the area of the invitation. Number three, the conditions of that time. Number four, the content of the invitation. Number five, the programs and means and principles and goals. Number six, an evaluation of the effects of the invitation upon the area or environment. Number seven, an evaluation of the faith and self-sacrifices of the invitee in relation to the goal. Number eight, the non-compromise with deviated suggestions. Number nine, the speed of the effects in public opinion. Last but not the least, a study of the faithful and understanding what group they come from. If we, in truth, study these 10 subjects in relation to every claimant, and if we make a file about them, we can very easily understand the truth. And we're saying that any researcher, and this is where we are extending an invitation, any researcher, any historian, anybody who is truly interested in finding out whether Prophet Muhammad was the divinely appointed and rightful prophet or not, he should study these 10 subjects in terms of Prophet Muhammad. And with the blessings of Allah, he will reach the conclusion that we are suggesting in these programs. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide humanity. Stay with us for a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the third and the fourth point. The fourth and the fifth point. In the previous program, we covered the first and the second subject. Now it's the turn of 3, 4, and 5. Stay with us.
Prophet Muhammad, as introduced by Imam Ali, in the words of Dr. Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i.
اما در این میان شاید به جرأت بتوان گفت هیچ منبع و هیچ پشتوانه‌ای به اندازه خطبه ها و نامه ها و کلمات.
As for what we have received during the life and time of Prophet Muhammad, it could be confidently said that nothing and no other source could best portray the great character of our Holy Prophet, except the words and sermons of Imam Ali, which are gathered and collected in Nahj al-Balagha. These descriptions of Prophet Muhammad are from Imam Ali, who was the closest person to the Holy Prophet of Islam. No one else could reflect the image and conduct of Prophet Muhammad like this. Imam Ali was always with Prophet Muhammad, and thus has such beautiful descriptions of him. A couple of days ago, I was looking at the sermon 105 in Nahj al-Balagha and also the commentary of Ibn Abi al-Hadid about this sermon and the admirations by Imam Ali about Prophet Muhammad.
خود حضرت میفرماید این تعبیر تو خطبه قاصعه طولانی ترین خطبه نهج البلاغه است. میفرماید یرفع لی فی کل یوم من اخلاقه علما. پیغمبر روزانه.
In one of the sermons, Imam Ali gives a nice image of the times he had spent with Prophet Muhammad. He says, Prophet Muhammad taught me every day about manners of life, and every day there was a new manner and characteristic to learn. He highlighted a new moral point every day, and I followed him step by step. Allah the Almighty was Prophet Muhammad's teacher. He then became my teacher, and now I teach the Muslim community. Now, it is clear that such a personality and character can best describe Prophet Muhammad and be a witness for Islam. There is a supplication, as all of you know, named Ziyarat al-Jama' al-Kabira. There are beautiful phrases in this supplication. The Grand Ayatollah Majlisi, a great Shiite scholar, has some explications on some phrases of this supplication which seem interesting and valuable to know. He says, only the progeny of Prophet Muhammad could best describe each other and no one else. So to follow Prophet Muhammad, as taught by Imam Ali, is a path which saves us all. The path which saves us is to keep two things alive for ourselves. First, the Holy Quran, and second, the tradition and conduct of Prophet Muhammad.
این دو چراغ و این دو ستون رو استوار نگه دارید.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we laid out a 10 points framework, a 10 subjects framework for all the researchers of the world who want to study and see whether Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the rightful and divinely appointed prophet or not. Today we're going to be talking about the conditions of the time when Prophet was sent. It must be seen if the manifestation of a prophet took place in every age and era when the world was going through the Middle Ages, the age of despotism, discrimination, oppressive racial and class superiority. Perhaps we should read the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who bore witness to the age before and after the appearance of Islam. He says, God sent the Holy Prophet during a time when the people of the world were lost and led astray. Their intellects were at the disposal of their whims and lusts. Their sense of honor was destroyed. The oppression of ignorance had led them astray in the midst of ignorance and anxiety. They were lost. This is Sermon 91 of Nahj al-Balagha. Now think about the percepts which the slogans of equality of human beings, the elimination of racial discrimination and class distinction had in relation to the situation of that time. Surely the believers are brothers. This is what the message of Islam was. Then we're going to talk about next point, which is the content of the invitation itself. The content of the invitation brought unity in all areas, the elimination of oppressive privileges, the unity of humanity, a struggle with oppression, a plan for the rule of the world, defense of the deprived, and the acceptance of piety and trustworthiness as the best criteria for human values. So just study this topic and you would understand the rightfulness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last but not the least, for today's show, we're going to be talking about the programs and means and principles and goals. In the area of plans to be implemented, permission was never given to make use of the concept that the goal is a means to justify the end in order to attain the sacred goals, but rather sought out sacred means. You know how it said, ends justify the means? Well, guess what? The message of Prophet, the concept that he preached, was contrary to that. He directly would say, and let not hatred of a people incite you not to act equitably. This is chapter 5, verse 8. His commands to keep to moral principles, even in the midst of a war, not to attack civilians, not cutting down the forests and date palms, not polluting and drinking water of the enemy, good treatment of the prisoners of war are clear signs of this truth. Just look at today. What are the oppressive powers doing in the world? Do they have this beautiful akhlaq? Do they have these rules and principles? They say everything is fair in love and war. Whereas Islam, the teachings of Holy Prophet are so respectful and dignified that he would not allow anyone to kill even one civilian, or even not just to kill, not to even injure. And when we talk about even the plantation, there are rights of plants that the Prophet of Islam has defined. So brothers and sisters, this to us is a very good foundation and ground to understand that Prophet Muhammad was a divinely sent prophet and he was the messenger of Islam and the seal of all prophets. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.